You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
6.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Halloween indeed. And it's warm out, huh?
Yeah,
51 right now.
Beautiful out.
Loving it. Absolutely loving this. It's going to get in the mid-70s today, so get ready to go out and tan today for Halloween. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. Turn that off right now.
Okay.
I'm beat. I'm dead tired. I'm dead tired.
Stay up and watch the Dodgers win last
night. Oh, I hate them. I hate sports, but I love sports. And I hate
love the Dodgers. They beat the New York Yankees in the World Series.
I'm sure.
That's awesome.
I'm sure all New England was happy to wake up to that. And they're finding it out as they wake up this morning because they weren't a moron like me and stayed up and watched it all.
Yeah.
I think I was the only one cheering and making noise at midnight last night when they finally closed Game 5 and won the World Series. Oh, I am so tired, Miss Cindy. But what a game. I think, and I might be making this up.
Okay.
But when you say things on the radio, you want to say it with confidence.
Right.
Make it true.
Right.
Because who's going to fact check you?
Right.
Very little people. I think this was the largest deficit a team came back to win in a game in the World Series. They were down 5-0, I believe.
Wow.
I was at the gym at that time, the first couple innings, and Aaron Judge finally hit a home run. He finally showed up in the World Series. Yankees were up 4-5-0. And the Dodgers came back, won it 7-6. It was a beautiful game. So much fun to watch. And I know all of L.A., fireworks are wildly illegal in Los Angeles, but they went off everywhere last night. that's the funny thing about Los Angeles. They don't follow the laws there at all.
Laws?
Yeah.
We don't need any laws.
We don't need any. No. And I can only imagine the partying that happened last night. They're going to have a parade. But what a fun World Series. And, yeah, I know in honor of New England and their hatred for New York, go Dodgers.
Right. Right. So, speaking of that, are you dressed as a New Englander today? Is this your Halloween costume? You've got the Patriots hat and the Celtics shirt.
I got the... I'll tell you who I am coming up.
Okay.
Because I see you're not wearing a costume except just being the beautiful woman that you are every day.
I am not wearing a costume. I thought about it this morning and I was like, you know what? I just don't have the energy. I just don't.
Yep.
Yesterday was a long day. I just don't have it.
That was part of the reason why I didn't get a lot of sleep too. Because last minute, and I hate that, last minute I decided to dress up for Halloween because we were getting texts from other colleagues saying that they were dressing up.
Yeah.
I'll share who I am. On the way. And also I need to finish my costume and I need your help because there's a dangerous part to my costume that I need to do during the show.
Okay.
Also.
Yes. I could be the girl in blue, right? There's the painting the boy in blue.
The queen of Maine, the queen of country music.
Blue glasses, blue shirt, blue pants, blue fingernails. So, you know, I'm.
You're blue man group.
There we go. Blue girl group.
There we go. We just need some paint. I got a box from somebody random. There's no handwritten address on there. It's printed up address.
Wow.
Return and to me. And it's about the size of a head.
Is it heavy?
No. And I've shaken it a couple times, so it's not a bomb.
Where is it from?
Newport, Maine.
Newport.
And somebody spent $9.75 to send it directly towards me. We'll open this on air too.
Wow.
I'm slightly concerned.
I'm slightly concerned too. Maybe I'll join you from my office next door.
Behind that protected wall?
Yes.
All of that and more is on the way on David and Cindy. Happy Halloween. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on Halloween.
I love the music.
All right, I have a costume. I'm wearing it right now, Miss Cindy.
You are.
You get three guesses. You get three, only three. And if you get it right, you get a solid high five from me. I don't think you're going to guess, though.
Okay.
Who am I for Halloween?
Tatum Brown.
No, why would you guess that?
I don't know.
Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum. That's my second guess. Are you Jason Tatum?
I'm wearing a Celtics shirt, a Patriots hat. I didn't put the glasses on.
I
got LASIK, so I don't wear prescription glasses anymore. These are fake.
Yeah.
And I shaved my facial hair into the most ridiculous mustache ever. I look like a creep. I look like I need to be on the FBI list.
I know exactly who you are.
Who am I?
You are the amazing Jordan Burge.
I am the amazing Jordan Burge. But I need your help.
Okay.
Unlike Jordan Burge.
Yeah.
I have very dark, manly hair. He is very girly. And that's, again, no offense to girls. They just look great with blonde hair. He's very girly blonde hair.
Yeah, strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including his upper lip.
Right.
And he started growing this. We're only mentioning this now because I know he's sleeping. Right. I don't want him to know.
Right. There's no way he's out of bed
yet. No. He is 100%. He sleeps until the last minute that he needs to drive to come into work. And that's about 8:02. He needs to be here at 8:10.
Then panics in line at Dunkin' going, come on, I gotta be on there. Come on, I gotta get going. Yeah.
Yeah, every day. He's like, sorry I was late. There was a line at Dunkin'. It was like, no, you're late because you went to Dunkin' late. He's cute. And that's why I dressed up as him for Halloween.
It's a nice homage.
Here's the thing though, Miss Cindy. Gotta dye my my ridiculous, absurdly ridiculous, creepy mustache. I do not look good in a mustache. Can we agree on that?
I can't believe I think it's going to look worse when it's blonde.
Yeah. I got to try and dye this blonde. This is where I need your help.
Yeah.
Because there are so many. I've never done this before.
So the directions are really easy. And I don't know why you think I know this, but the directions are really easy.
Well, you don't dye your hair. Your hair is natural. Oh,
naturally. Yes.
So there's a lot of warning labels. This hair dye that I got is from Clairol.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. Three tones plus highlights. It's meant for the head.
Right.
But I'm going to use it on my upper lip.
Yeah.
And it said so many warnings. It could burn, allergic reaction. So I was going to do it last night before work, but I decided to do it here with you in studio in case there's an emergency, in case my upper lip, like, I don't know, burns away, falls off, and I need to go to the ER. So we're going to do this next segment.
You know, between the hair dye, have you ever smelled hair dye?
No.
Oh, it's lovely. Under your nose, it's going to be lovely.
That's good that we're in it.
You're not using much of it, but between the hair dye and the pumpkins.
Oh, this studio, this 10x10 enclosed studio.
This morning, it's going to really stink in here. Just in time for the owner of Salon Caruso in Orrington to come in.
That's right.
Interview this morning. We're going to need to plug her nose when she comes in.
I think
she deals with the chemicals. Yeah.
And you went. So we're going to have that special guest in the 8 o'clock hour. And you went and visited them yesterday. And you did something for the first time. We're going to share what that is actually coming up. We're going to dye my upper lip at some point this hour. Because if I have to go to the ER, I might as well get a full day off out of it.
Right. What I did made me feel very girly, and you're going to smell and maybe look very girly once you get yours done.
What you got done yesterday, you did for the first time, and they look absolutely beautiful. We'll share what that is coming up.
All right.
David and Cindy, Q106.5. We're deep in the fall. Deep. It doesn't feel like it today, does it? Let's be honest. It's currently 51. It's going to be around 74 today. It's Halloween. So weird. But that roller coaster of where we hit that peak is going to go down after today. And we're back into those fall temperatures, 50s, 40s, at night, 20s, 30s. It's time to bring the heat. At least get ready for it from the heating lodge. You don't want to be left in the cold or leave your family, your employees. Most importantly, you. You're number one. Heating Lodge is your place to make sure your home is heated. Just go to heatinglodge.com right now. Take a peek at all of their wood, pellet, and gas stoves. So many designs to choose from. They also have top brand name grills there. We're halfway through the football season. It's not too late to invest in one. Make sure that you're out grilling for every Sunday. Come on. Picture that. You're out there with your brand new grill from Heating Lodge. Oh, it's perfect. And then you got a fire table there, too, to keep you warm out there on your patio. Whole family sitting around. Oh, I can picture it now. You guys are going to have so much fun. It's all thanks to the Heating Lodge. They also have the most premium patio furniture there in Pollywood. In summation, if you need heat, for this winter is at the Heating Lodge. Two locations in Bangor on Griffin and Union and the Moosehead Trail in Newport. And, of course, you can go to theheatinglodge.com and place your order there.
106.5, David and Cindy. Miss Cindy, we have so much to get to this morning.
I know.
Let's go through it. One, we just heard from Jelly Roll.
Right. All right.
That's most important. We want to send you to Jacksonville, Florida to go check him out. See him live November 23rd in the Sunshine State. The only way you can win that is listening for those codes.
Right. And when you hear the code, the first one coming up at 8:20, enter it on the Q106.5 app. It's just that easy.
Two. The second thing we need to get to.
Yeah.
Somebody mailed me a package.
Right.
It's a box that would fit probably a bowling ball or a head.
Or a bomb.
Oh, you stop it right now. Nope. I'm shaking it. Nope, not a bomb.
Okay. Good.
Oh,
glad to hear that.
That was a close one. Let me wipe away the bead of sweat. It's from Newport, Maine. There's no name on it, and the labels were printed up. So yeah. Nobody wanted to leave their handwriting on here?
Yeah.
What?
Or they just have a label maker, and they went a little crazy with the label maker.
No, that's not very Halloween-y.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No, there's something bad in here.
Spiders?
I don't know. I don't know. But we're going to open it in the next couple segments.
Okay. I'm so worried about this.
Not a bomb. Just check it again. Okay.
You know that because it hasn't exploded yet? Or?
Yeah. Okay, now you actually have me concerned about what might be in there. Because there really is no name on there.
Well.
Third thing we need to get to.
Yeah.
I need to dye my mustache blonde.
Right.
Because I'm going as the incredible Jordan Verge for Halloween.
Yeah.
I shaved my facial hair to a ridiculous mustache. I look like the creepy high school principal.
A math teacher. I think you look like a math teacher.
Do I?
Yeah.
What's 5 squared?
25.
Wow, that was good. I almost said 10. Thank you for answering first. I would have looked so
right?
Stupid.
Is that right? I think that's right.
No, that is right.
Oh, okay.
5 squared, you take 5 times 5.
Right.
25.
Yeah.
25. I look foolish. I look like Jordan Verge.
He kind of looks like a math teacher.
Because he really does. So because I have dark hair, he has blonde hair, I need to dye my mustache. I'm going to do that coming up too. We also have a pumpkin carving competition.
Yeah.
Going on in studio with every Q106.5 on-air staff member. We're doing that a little bit later this morning.
All right, speaking of that, I need to ask you a favor today.
I will do anything for you.
Will you? Will you go down to my car at some point and get my pumpkin and bring it up? Because there is no way I can carry that up the stairs.
Oh, except for that.
It's so heavy.
But there's so many stairs.
I parked out front.
That doesn't mean...
Just to make it easier.
No, that's just one less flight of stairs and a never-ending flight of stairs. I'll do it for you.
Fine, I'll ask Jordan Verge.
No, I'll do it.
Jordan will do anything for me.
I am Jordan Verge. I'm dressed as him for Halloween. And also,
yeah,
you look fabulous this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
In fact, we're going to discuss what you did yesterday. And I can't believe it was your first time. You've never done it before.
I've never done it before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they look great. We'll get into it right after the weather with WABI TV5's Todd Simcox. Let's talk about how hot it's going to be today.
Lingering clouds and some patchy fog early this morning will give way to brightening skies as we'll turn partly to mostly sunny as the morning progresses, and we'll stay partly to mostly sunny as we head through the afternoon. A nice day overall, temperatures topping off in the 60s to near 70 along the coast and low to mid 70s inland. We'll turn mostly cloudy tonight. Look for some scattered showers after midnight. Overnight lows in the 50s to around 60, and then showers look likely during the morning hours on Friday. Those showers will move out as the morning progresses. We're going to brighten up a little bit during the afternoon. We may still see an isolated shower in the afternoon as well. And it's still warm on Friday. Temperatures in the 60s near 70 across the interior, maybe even some lower 70s in some inland locations. We'll be in the 60s along the coastline. Those temperatures will gradually fall as we go through the afternoon. Sunshine and much cooler as we head into the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures both weekend days, mainly in the 40s. 4Q106.5 on WABI TV. And the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
51 degrees now at Q106.5.
All right, show me those hands.
Aren't they beautiful?
Look at that.
I got fake nails yesterday for the first time ever. I went to Salon Caruso in Orrington that I pass all the time. Owner Christy is going to be in the 8 o'clock hour to talk to us. And I went in and she said, "We want to make you beautiful. We'll do anything to your nails you want."
Whoa. Put on the brakes right there.
Yeah.
Put on the brakes right there hard.
Okay.
You are already beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Okay, go on.
Make my hands beautiful. How's that? I've never had acrylic nails before. So I have always said, you know, it's too much maintenance and I use my hands too much and I type too much. And I'm finding there are challenges involved with having nails like this, including typing.
You and I used to have something in common.
Yeah.
Neither of us had had acrylic nails.
Well, that's not a thing anymore.
You just ruined it.
It was so cool, though, because the polish that I picked is called Cat's Eye.
Okay.
And it's like a gel polish, but it has glitter in it. So they put the polish on your nails, and then they use a magnet to move the glitter around.
Oh, wow.
And it makes those little streaks in the nails.
Very meticulous with the... Yeah. Oh, that it does look really cool. Isn't that cool? Wow, yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, your nails look great. Salon Chanel, they're going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Right, they're right on River Road, Orrington. Very nice bunch of people.
And I'm glad you got your nails done and fake nails for the very first time the day that we are going to be carving pumpkins and digging out all their guts.
Yeah, I had to stop on my way home I had a long day yesterday and had to stop on my way home to get latex gloves because I would really like to keep the nails longer than a day.
I can see why, because they look wonderful. They look so good on you. Very cool. All right, coming up, should we dye my mustache first? Yeah, we got to get that out of the way before Jordan Verge wakes up, because we don't want to ruin the surprise that I'm dressed as him for Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to see what kind of chemical reaction I have. I've never done this before, certainly not to facial hair.
Yeah, I've never done it to facial hair, obviously.
All right. Well, we're going to go through it together on air. So if this hurts, I'm not going to cry.
Okay.
Q106.5. We're David and Cindy. Let's talk about Harvest Moon Deli.
And the fact that you can celebrate the summer-like weather today with a taste of barbecue at Harvest Moon Deli. It's the last day of the month, and that means the last day. Pork Side of the Moon is the featured sandwich of the month at Harvest Moon Deli. Loaded with pulled pork, smothered in Carolina barbecue sauce, topped off with cheddar cheese, coleslaw, onions, and pickles, served hot off the cast iron press. The perfect taste for today. Like a grown-up trick-or-treat goodie. How about that? Harvest Moon Deli's menu is huge. They have sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups. So you can try something new every time you go. Or stick to your favorites, whatever you want. Everything is made fresh with fresh ingredients. The staff is excellent. I mean, you'll never have a bad day at Harvest Moon Deli. So stop by soon for lunch or dinner. And if you go today, consider getting the delicious Pork Side of the Moon sandwich on its last day as the featured sandwich of the month. There are 8 locations for Harvest Moon Deli in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all their locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
Q106.5, we're David and Cindy. Happy Halloween. Ooh. And thank you so much for laughing with us on a Thursday. All right, here I go, Miss Cindy.
Okay.
So for Halloween, you went as the beautiful Cindy Campbell. I love your costume. And I dressed up as the incredible Jordan Verge.
Right.
I'm wearing a Celtics shirt, which Jordan often wears. I'm wearing a Patriots hat.
Right.
To show that he wears Patriots gear as well.
Right.
I'm wearing ridiculous khaki shorts.
Which he wears all the time.
All the time. Mine are much shorter and tighter, though. I didn't plan for how my thunder thighs. Jordan doesn't have thunder thighs like I do.
Yeah.
I think that's because I was a punter in high school 20 years ago.
Okay.
24 years ago. Get off me. Jeez, I get it. I'm old. But I kind of pulled it off. I look like him a little bit.
You do. I knew almost immediately.
Almost. Here's the one.
The glasses were the kicker.
Yeah, I do have those.
Yeah.
It's like Clark Kent and Superman.
Yeah.
You can't tell it's Superman until he removes the glasses.
Right.
In this case, you can't tell I'm the incredible Jordan Verge until I put on the glasses.
Right.
One thing that's off, though, in my costume.
Okay.
My mustache.
Yeah.
It's brown.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of gray, too. What are you doing to me this morning? I get it. Again, I'm old. Jeez Louise. Really tearing into me.
I never, ever point out people's gray hair. Ever.
I went to one of the finest salons out there yesterday, late last night.
Yeah.
Because I decided to do this late last night. To get the best, absolute best and safest hair dye. Walmart.
It's Miss Clairol. It's
Clairol.
It's good.
Nice and easy, they say.
Did they drop the mist from that? Is it just Clairol now?
I
used to be Miss
Clairol.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh. So I mixed one and two. It says there's two chemicals. I mixed one and two.
Right.
They said shake it up. Right. Shake it up. I did. And then remove the cap so you can apply it to your hair. Now, I did, and it's like volcanoing on me. It's exploding. it's getting everywhere. Okay. I have a glove on my right hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to take some of these chemicals.
Yeah.
I'm going to apply it to my fingers.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add it to my mustache.
It. There's a familiar smell.
I have never had a mustache in my life.
Opening the window as soon as we get off the air.
I've had a goatee. Yeah. Since high school.
I love how men define their facial hair. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not a mustache if you have connecting hair. Then it's a goatee, or then it's a Fu Manchu.
Well,
it's no longer a mustache.
I had a goatee to define my chin and hide my neck, because I used to be 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And so if I were to shave my chin, I would look like a chunky baby. Now, I haven't seen my chin in decades.
It looks good.
It's not an attractive chin. Let's be honest. No. Good. And then I have this ridiculous mustache now. What am I doing? I'm telling you, the FBI needs to come search my home. That's what I look like. The FBI needs to come. Okay, I'm delaying. Let's just get it over with.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right, hold on.
Apply it to the mustache.
Uh-huh.
Don't get any in your mouth. Because you won't like that.
Well, I don't want. It's already burning my eye. It's already burning my eye. Wow. I can't believe they said, it's burning my upper lip.
Well, that's why it's for your hair, or your head on your hair.
Okay.
The hair on your head, not on your face.
So, am I doing this right? I got to leave this on for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's a white substance, and it's all over my upper lip. Oh, God. I shouldn't have shaved, huh?
Because it's singing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I shouldn't have shaved last night.
You shouldn't have done this. We should have just left it the way it is. And, theater of the mind.
No, I'm committed. Oh, this, my face is on fire.
Not to mention the fact, and I didn't want to mention this until you actually had the dye on your face, but you are dyeing your mustache blonde, and Jordan is a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping because my hair is
not quite going to do it.
Okay. It's on there, right?
But your hair is very dark.
Is this good enough?
Yes.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, and I don't over-exaggerate ever. My face is on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to leave this for 20 minutes. This is why I did this with you in studio, because if I have to go to the ER, I'll have somebody here to take me. We just won't be on the radio. If you don't hear us next segment.
Yeah.
It's because we're at Northern Light.
Yeah, you don't want to get that in your mouth there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to.
It's dripping in.
Yeah, you might want to. I think we need to take a break here.
I didn't get any paper towels. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, no. I know. Thanks for listening.
Why didn't I prepare for this? We can't. I get to talk about Masons here. I got to do this while my face is on fire. Yes.
Okay. You talk about Masons. I'll be right back, okay?
Oh, yeah. Go get some paper towels.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Oh, my gosh. It hurts so bad. Why? What was I thinking? I know what I'm thinking right now. I need a beer from Masons Brewing Company. That's what's going to fix this. Oh, they're Smashing Pumpkins beer. So seasonal. And, of course, what better beer to have on Halloween than Smashing Pumpkins beer from Masons Brewing Company? Oh, I'm glad you asked. They also have a Midnight Train Dark German Lager. Brand new. I love their labels on their beers there. My face hurts so bad, Miss Cindy. It hurts. Okay, she's got the paper towels. I definitely need a beer from Mason's Brewing Company right now. Oh, and then if I'm going to go down to Mason's on their beautiful waterfront there in Brewer or their Machias location and get to talk to their wonderful staff who serves the beer and their delicious food, I might as well get some food too. I love their ahi tuna salad. There's not a better one in the world. It's the best ahi tuna salad I've ever had. And then don't even get me started on their pizza. Right now they're featuring their Temple of Doom pizza just in time for Halloween. And it's filled with curry cream sauce, pork roll, spicy sausage, tangy pickled red onions. This is spicier than how my face feels right now. Oh, you won't find a better beer food combo than you will at Mason's. I challenge you. Go to their Machias locations today, or their Brewer one on the waterfront. In fact, I'm going to go there for lunch today because it's going to be beautiful, and I want to sit there right on the patio and enjoy. I'm going to get their best dang pepperoni pizza again. That's what I got last time. It was that good. I want it a second time. And it's so good. And I'm going to have a Smashing Pumpkins beer. Why? It's Halloween. Also, I'm going to need something for the pain. And that 6.5% alcohol beverage, that's going to cure it. Actually, I might need about 10 of them right now because this really hurts. Mason's Brewing Company, for the beer, the views, the staff, the food. See you today for lunch at Mason's. We are David and Cindy, and I am in so much pain right now.
The things you will do for Halloween.
That's right. I'm gone. This is the last time we can mention it on air because I think he might wake up. He could. I don't think he does wake up until after 8 o'clock, but he sometimes surprises us and wakes up in the 7 o'clock hour. I've gone as the incredible Jordan Burge for Halloween.
Yeah.
And Jordan has this ridiculous blonde mustache. I mean, it's absurd looking. And I've shaved my goatee to a mustache.
Yep.
But mine was very dark haired. So currently, as I sit in studio, I have hair dye on my upper lip.
He does, too.
And it's burning quite a bit. It's been about 11 minutes. It says leave it on for 20 minutes. Now, that's for the hair on your head.
Yes.
So how about for a mustache? It doesn't say it on this Clairol box.
It looks like it's lightening your mustache. It does.
Nice and easy, 3 tones plus highlights. I got it for $7.99 at Walmart. I made sure I got the cheapest one. Because I wanted it to really hurt or cause any kind of chemical reaction if it were, in fact, to do so.
Yeah, and it is. Success.
Do I have a rash?
No, I don't see any rash.
Okay, good.
No.
This is why I did this with you.
Yeah.
And if I need to go to the ER, you'll take me.
You know, yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Midge.
What's up, Midge?
Hi, Midge.
Hi. So not for nothing, but if you're really doing that to your face, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so chemicals, chemicals. If you're really doing that to your face and it's burning, that can cause blistering, my friend.
Oh, I don't want that. Okay.
So
the burning has subsided a little bit.
I don't know if you want to continue.
it has subsided a little bit, but you're right. I don't want a bunch of blisters on my mouth.
Right.
So that's what those chemicals can cause. I've seen them happen to people on their heads because of the chemicals. So if it's not for your face, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just saying.
Well, it's a little late for that, Midge, because I already did it. Thanks for calling in, Midge. We always love to hear from you, and happy Halloween to you and your son.
Yes.
It doesn't really burn it. It tingles a lot. Is that okay?
I've never dyed a mustache, so I don't know.
I think I'm going to take this off now.
I think that's a good idea.
A friend recommended bleaching it. Now, what does that mean? Because I had a bottle of bleach. I was just going to throw some bleach on my upper lip, but that sounded dangerous.
Yeah, I don't. I've never done that either, so I don't know. I do remember a woman one time. This is a terrible story. It was a long time ago, very attractive woman, long dark hair, beautiful tan, standing in line behind her at a restaurant. And I was only seeing her like side two. And she turned around at one point and she had bleached her mustache.
Oh, boy.
But so her entire top lip was white.
Oh, no.
Beautiful tan, top lip,
totally white.
So that's maybe not the best way to go either. So.
Have you ever done anything to your body? Any kind of hair dye? Any kind of I don't know what? And it had a malfunction. Would love to hear that story right now. 207-991-9500. I need you to talk about Home by Breslet right now. Home Roofing, is it Home Roofing?
Home Roofing Solutions.
Yeah, quickly, because I need to take this off.
Okay, let's go. Don't let today's mild temperatures ease you into a false sense of security. Winter is still right around the corner, and so your roof needs to be ready. If it's time for you to replace your roof, this is the perfect time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions, because they have some exclusive roof replacement savings and pricing options for any size home or budget. But to take advantage of them, you have to roof it or lose it. That means you have to request your quote today. And the reason is, if you've been because these specials expire October 31st. If the reason you've been putting it off is the price, it's still the right time to call Home Roofing Solutions. They can talk to you about their financing process, which could allow you to roof now and pay later. Whether you're looking at asphalt shingles or metal roofing, Home Roofing Solutions can set you up. And then they'll future-proof it with the best warranty package in the business. Home Roofing Solutions is Maine's professional roofing company, serving the entire state from four locations in Aetna, Bangor, Houlton, and Gorham. Their crew is so huge, most jobs are typically done in a day or two, which means you could have a new roof before the snow flies. So stop putting it off. Get your free quote today to take advantage of their Roof It or Lose It savings. Contact Home Roofing Solutions by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Q106.5, we are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Thursday. No. Not only a Thursday. Halloween.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have good news here in about 60 seconds, and I still have to open this.
Yeah.
Mysterious box that was sent to me.
Right.
It's about the size. The box is big enough to fit a head inside of it. And I've shaken it. It's not a bomb. I mean, I've shaken it multiple times now.
Yeah.
You would think.
I would think it would have exploded by now.
It's from Newport, Maine. It was the addresses were applied here with a label maker. So there's no handwriting. There's no name.
You're going to open it up and find out it's a cake and you've been shaking it all morning long.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's sent by somebody that's anonymous. Clearly.
Yeah.
There's no name.
Yeah. There's no handwriting. It's all labels.
They spent $10 to mail it here from Newport.
Yeah.
It just says Town Square Media, Q106.5, Dave Bujenski, 49 Acme Road, where our studio is. So we're going to open that here in a little bit.
Okay.
That's creepy. Yeah. And
let's take a second and congratulate. Today is the last day of the Orrington Fire and Rescue 31-day gun raffle.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And the two winners today, last day, both women.
Nice.
Helen Emerson of Bath and, I'm sorry, one is a woman. I read it wrong. I'm sorry. It's Marcel Morin. Sorry, sir.
He's so offended. So, Annie has a new gun?
Right. Oh, no, congratulations.
Cindy
anyway.
Campbell. What and, are you thinking?
Okay, let's talk about something else. How about I'm embarrassed.
How about we go to good news?
Yes.
Here we go.
Let's do that.
106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor, friends, family, community. Once again this year, David, you've never heard this story. There's a man in Lewiston who hands out literally thousands of king-size candy bars.
I'm down. Let's go.
Anyone who wants them. But they have to have the secret code.
What's the secret code?
He has a secret word every year. And in order to get one of his, he has over 8,000 candy bars to hand out.
Oh, my gosh. That's so much money. That's over $8,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He does this every year. Last year, it was like 7,500. He increased it this year, over 8,000. His name is Peter Geiger. He calls his house the Geiger Castle. And at 6 o'clock this morning, so it's actually too late, 6:30 this morning, one of our sister stations, another Town Square Media station, WHOM in Portland, aired the secret word.
Oh.
And if you have the secret word, then, and it shows up on Facebook.
Do we know what the secret word is?
I haven't gone to look at it yet.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it. But people who have that secret code word will get a king-size candy bar in Lewiston.
I love that for the 8,000 community members and kids that are going to go there and get a king-size candy bar. I don't love this for him. He's spending I don't care how rich you are, you're spending over $8,000 on candy.
On candy. Yeah, and I don't know how that's funded. I don't know if he has, like, supporters or how he does that.
Does it GoFundMe every year? That'd be funny.
Please let me pay for these candy bars.
I would find so much more use for $8,000. not just personal use, but for, like, community use. Like, I don't know, donate it to build a park.
Right.
Outside of king size candy. It's cute though. It's a good story. And I'm sure, I remember being a kid, and if you score a king size candy bar.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's really cool.
You just made your Halloween.
Right.
Very cool. Love that story.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to do it. We're going to open this box. It's nobody wrote anything on here. There's nothing handwritten. It was created with labels. It's from Newport, Maine.
Okay.
Main Street in Newport, Maine. There's no name on here from sender. And it was mailed to me, and it's a box that could fit perhaps a bowling ball or a head. And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous about opening this up.
I'm a little nervous about you opening it up.
Yeah, odd that it was sitting here in studio as I arrived on Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't write a horror film script better than this.
I know.
All right, we're going to find out what is in this box together.
I'm the additional person who's going to fall down when the monster comes out of that and chases me down the hall. So
I already
I'm a little nervous too.
I already know you're stepping outside the studio as I open it. We'll reveal what's in there. Coming up, Q106.5. Thanks for listening to David and Cindy.
Trick or treating.
There you go. Good excuse.
Q106.5. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
After you get back from taking the kids, though. You want to keep the kids safe.
Okay,
listen, sound like a mom.
Sorry. There's not a single parent listening to you. Right? They're like, listen, Cindy, we love you, but we're carrying our tumbler around tonight while we're going door to door. Exactly. Yeah. Like, we're not driving. We're walking around Barbie and a pirate for 3 hours. Yeah, we are putting something in this tumbler.
Yeah.
All right, so I received a box, a package this morning.
Okay.
I guess it was delivered yesterday. It was left in studio.
Yes.
Very apropos for Halloween.
Yeah.
There's no name on it.
Right.
From the sender.
Right.
Just an address.
Right.
No handwriting.
Right.
And the box is about the size of it would fit a human head in there. I've been shaking it all morning.
I love how that's what you go to. I think if it had a human head in there, we would probably smell it.
I want to.
What
would that smell like?
Or it would be leaking.
How many human heads have you smelled in your life?
Human? None.
And leaking? Ew, again. No, obviously the murder would drain the fluid. Now we're getting too morbid.
Yeah.
I'm going to open it here in a minute.
You keep saying that.
I know. I'm going to do it. But let's go to the phones real quick.
Okay.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, D-Dog Dave and the Queen of Country, Cindy. It's Keith from Milford again.
Morning, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
I've got another joke for you.
Oh, we love the joke.
Oh, good.
What do ghosts eat for breakfast?
Oh, I know this. What is it? I just saw this joke.
Yeah.
Blueberry pancakes.
Oh, come on. and you know what? Here in Maine, they have the best wild blueberries.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberries. Keith, you have a great Halloween. Thank you so much for calling in.
Not a problem, you too.
Bye. It's very funny.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna open a window, Miss Cindy. I'm going to open a window in studio.
Okay.
Just in case I have to toss the box out quickly.
Okay.
Because we're going to open it right now.
I parked out front. Good, good. Because it would be going out in the back.
Oh, no.
I'm out front.
We're going to throw it on one of our sister station's vehicles.
That's right. Exactly. They don't need that vehicle.
Nope.
I mean, their vehicles are all nicer than ours, so.
Salesperson Daddy Dustin, his truck's down there. I'll throw it right there in the bed of his truck.
Oh.
Okay.
You mentioned Daddy Dustin.
Yeah, what about him?
Wonder if this is the heart from his moose.
No.
I mean, he doesn't live in Newport, but nothing says that's actually where that came from.
He already ate that.
Right, he ate part of it, yeah.
I'm opening it right now.
Okay. You're going to have to cut the other side, too.
What could this be? Hold on. We need some background music.
David is one of those people at Christmas time, you know, that wants to preserve the paper, so they're very careful. And it's like,
no.
Rip it open.
Listen, I'm opening it safely, just in case it's something evil inside.
Mm.
I don't want it to explode. I don't know what's in here.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Jeez Louise. Okay, hold on.
All right. Yeah.
Why do you look nervous?
I look nervous. I don't know what's in this box. I mean, why wouldn't I be nervous?
What's it be like?
A box
bars of soap
mysteriously shows up in the studio.
Okay, it's soft.
At least it's addressed to you.
Oh, there's a card. It says David. All right, this is.
Oh,
it says
it's a black card in gold letters that says David. I love it.
I'm opening it. Here's to another epic year. You're the best. Oh, it's from Paula. Okay, we know who Paula is. We can stop with the Halloween music. Oh, that's very sweet. What did she send me, though?
What is that? It's a shirt.
Oh,
It's a hoodie. It's freaking, it's so freaking cold.
It says, I'm so freaking cold with the O's made out of snowflakes. Okay, that's really cute. All right, that's not a bomb.
That's awesome.
We dodged something there. Wow, all that build up for that. Something very sweet from Paula.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, Paula, if you're listening, that is the sweetest gift. Thank you so much. Also, thank you for scaring the bejesus out of me.
And me.
Yeah. Thank you for not putting your name on the box.
If that was your intention, well played.
Yeah, well played. And the hoodie is fantastic. I can't wait to wear it. You're amazing. All right. Coming up, 8:20, we got that code for Jelly Roll. We want to send you to Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, you and a guest. Round trip airfare, hotel for two nights, tickets to the show, and $500 in spending money.
8:20, right around the corner. It's David and Cindy. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Halloween. 106.5, we are David and Cindy. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Which means Thanksgiving's right around the corner now.
Right.
Christmas is even closer. We're less than 2 months away.
Right.
When do you put up your Christmas tree?
In my house, we never even think of it until like a week before Christmas.
Now, that's because you do a real tree.
We think of it, but we keep putting it off and putting it off. But yeah, we do a real tree.
Okay, outside of putting up the Christmas tree, when do you start putting up Christmas decorations?
About the same time we put up the tree.
1 week before? 1 week before?
I'm just really bad at that.
Wow, when do you take them down? May? June?
After New Year's, yeah.
June is after New Year's.
Yeah.
I used to be very opinionated when it came to putting up Christmas trees, Christmas decorations. I was one of those people that said, get through Thanksgiving first.
Yeah.
Get through Thanksgiving. At least wait till Black Friday.
Right.
But then the pandemic happened and we were all so desperate. I mean, desperate for a reason to smile.
Right.
So that's when we started putting up Christmas decorations, November 1.
That's cool.
So tomorrow, I'm putting up the Christmas tree.
Nice.
I say that out loud, but now that I'm thinking about it, tomorrow's Friday.
And I really don't want to do it.
And it's going to be after Thursday night football, a whole week of watching the World Series.
Exactly. Haven't slept all week.
I have not slept at all. I think it's going to get put up this weekend. But it will be this weekend where I start putting up Christmas decorations, especially the tree. And we have a fake tree. I've never done a real tree. But now I feel like eventually, now that I live in Maine, that seems like be the route to go. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy for us because we have access to woods right there and have permission to go and cut down a tree. If you don't, I mean, absolutely, there are a lot of people around who are selling trees unless you have access to cutting one down.
Well, you know where I live.
I know. You live deep, deep in the woods.
No, not just deep in the woods, Miss Cindy. I live deep in the woods of Brewer. Deep in the woods of Brewer. So can I just legally walk into the woods and chop chop?
Only if you have permission from the landowner.
What if I don't know who the landowner is?
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
Naivete, not a good thing here. Mm-mm. Not, okay. What if they never, there's just so many trees. Because I live deep in the woods. I don't know if I mentioned that yet.
Well, I mean, yeah, there is the, would they ever catch me? Would I ever, you know, there's that. But do you want to play that game?
Last time I played that game was when I was underage drinking in high school. And I got caught right away.
Yeah, and remember, you're in Maine. So we're talking, you know, game cameras in the woods.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, as well as, you know, ring cameras and...
Oh, I forgot about the game cameras in the woods.
Yeah.
I did something in the woods a couple weeks ago. I'm not... Oh.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
But I forgot about the cameras. I forgot that they're...
I mean, they're not everywhere, but you never know where they might pop up, so...
Oh, that's a gamble I don't want to play. I got to remember that next time.
Right.
Okay, thank you for that reminder. Speaking of the World Series, got a good story for you.
Okay.
That'll make you smile. So you remember Game 4, you might have heard about this. I know you weren't watching the games, but Game 4, Mookie Betts for the Dodgers went up to catch a foul ball. And while he was doing that, two Yankee fans tried to rip the ball out of his glove.
Right.
And you can't do that.
No.
So they got banned from returning to the World Series.
As they should.
Season ticket holders. Unbelievable. I mean, that's so much money.
Well, season ticket holders should know better.
You would think.
Yeah.
First, Rob Gronkowski knew the guy who was doing it. One of the guys who was doing it. He went to high school with him. That's kind of
really?
Funny. He admitted that. I'm like, you might not want to admit that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of like saying, yeah, I knew Jeffrey Dahmer. No, you don't want to admit that. Mm-hmm. Well, what they did, what the Yankees did with these tickets after they banned the two people from returning, they used those seats and donated them to a pediatric cancer patient. And so they got to enjoy the game last night, even though the Yankees lost.
Yeah.
They confiscated the tickets and they give them to a pediatric cancer patient.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his family. How cool is that?
Yeah. I like that.
And they got to enjoy the game and they behaved and certainly weren't trying to interfere with play.
Right. I mean, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, you get kicked out. I mean, that's just, they know better than that.
That's right.
So,
all right.
I once saw Hank Aaron play.
What? Where?
I did. And I was a kid. I don't remember where we were, but I just remember that I saw him play. And he was on deck. So we were sitting right behind where he was, you know, down on one knee waiting to go
right
to bat. And this guy jumped over the seating area onto the field, ran over and shook his hand. And, I mean, they escorted him out, but who cares?
You got to shake,
right?
Hank,
you got to shake Hank Aaron's hand. So it's like, well, maybe that was worth it.
Try to do that these days.
Yeah.
People are a little bit more sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool, though. Oh, I'm so jealous you got to see Hank Aaron play. Wow, that's amazing. All right, coming up, 820. When we have that code for Jelly Roll, going to send somebody to Jacksonville, Florida to see him. And Jordan Verge will join us for country music news.
Very cool.
Big 8 o'clock hour right here. David and Cindy, Q106.1. David and Cindy, happy Thursday. No.
No?
Happy Halloween.
Yes, not just Thursday, it's Halloween.
Hey, Cindy, I was going to talk about something here that's going on in Des Moines, Iowa for the first time in, what, 70 years?
Okay.
Actually, I'll just share that story real quick. They all haven't right. been able to trick-or-treat on Halloween since 1938.
In Des Moines, Iowa?
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Why?
Because, I don't know, lawmakers thought that they would have, like, some hoodlums out there, like, causing ruckus.
Is Des Moines
ruckus.
That dangerous?
I don't think so. I've driven through it twice now.
Okay.
Driving out from California to Maine, they would always have Halloween or trick-or-treating the night before, but never on Halloween.
Yeah.
Because the Iowa's capital city thought that there would be, the word they used is hooliganism. I've never heard
hooliganism.
Such a, hooliganism? 7 decades they've had this law, and the first time in 7 decades, they're going to allow kids to trick-or-treat on Halloween tonight.
So, let me get this straight. They could trick-or-treat.
But not on Halloween.
The night before Halloween.
Right.
But they couldn't on Halloween. So they weren't worried there would be hooliganism the night before Halloween?
Listen, it's Iowa, okay? And no offense. Actually, yes, offense to anybody from Iowa. That is the most ridiculous thing. And if you've ever driven through the state of Iowa, it is really pretty. And they got some great rest stops with some delicious food.
Okay.
But that's just absurd.
It's just weird. I wonder if it has to do with the whole All Hallows Eve and that it's a witchcraft night or...
I don't know. Those flyover states are so weird and so boring. Hey, somebody who we've never had on the air before.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when you walk into the Lion's Den, right?
Yes.
You know what happens when you walk into the Q106.5 studios?
Yeah, you get thrown to the Lions.
Yes, you get put on air.
You got
to
talk on
air. We have Mama Megan. Mama Megan has never joined us on air before on Q106.5. Megan, look at you dressed up.
Actually, correction, I have been on the queue before, just not with you guys.
So
it was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Let me correct you with a correction.
I was still here, but you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have not been on the air on Q106.5. I love your fit.
Okay, thanks.
I can tell who you're going as.
Okay.
Father Free.
Yeah.
Father Free. If you're listening, you just wait till you get to Town Square this morning.
Why is... should I ruin the surprise right now in case he's listening or...
No.
Don't ruin it. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So we have several wonderful salespeople here.
There's great homage happening for him today.
Yeah, why? Because that is a compliment.
Sure.
While making fun of?
No, making fun of.
No, we're not making fun of.
I am.
I'm not. You are doing you. I am not making fun of my fellow coworker. This is like an honor, I think, to
right.
like...
Pay and respect.
Because he's... and if he's listening, I'm not going to say his name, but I feel like he's had 30 lifetimes, you know, and he's had different phases and different versions
right.
of him that... To me, it's an honor to have everybody in the building kind of be different versions of him.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
See, and I came in this morning saying I don't have a costume. And then as I saw all of this, I thought, you know what?
Of course you do.
Well, it's very easy.
He is my connection to Old Town Trading Post. And sure. I have right, the hat. Yeah. So
it's very easy to dress up. And like Megan said, Mama Megan said.
Why am I Mama Megan?
Because you have beautiful twin daughters.
Twins. Sure. Cindy's got beautiful kids.
I don't think we've ever...
My kids are in their 30s.
Okay, well, sure.
We've never explained this to you. We have a moniker for every one of our wonderful sales members.
Oh, okay.
So we have Daddy Dustin.
Yep.
Daddy?
I refuse to call him Daddy. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if you called Dustin Daddy, I'm pretty sure he would love that.
Well, yeah, he's 6'4". He has long, luscious hair.
Yeah,
he does.
He is the daddy. Then we have Father Free.
Yes. Father Free.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You can't hear the Godfather Katie? Music
Queen,
in the background.
Queen Katie.
But I like Hurricane Katie.
Hurricane Katie is a different Katie that you see on the weekend. Well, you see that on the weeknight sometimes too.
Yeah.
But Queen Katie, Queen spelt with a K.
Got it. Okay.
And then we have Mama Megan.
Got it.
Right.
Cool.
And there you go. Our wonderful sales.
You're missing Popper.
Well,
you're missing Kathy.
It's more for like that. Okay, now you're putting too much pressure on me. Listen, I came up with four names.
You're going to do it. You got to do it.
Mama Megan, I don't think I like you on 206.5.
This is why she's Mama Megan, because I know, she put the law down.
She put her foot down. Now I'm getting I'm getting the evil mom eye. Like, do better.
Do better.
This is not good.
You're missing so many.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got to go. We have country music news coming up, and that code for Jelly Roll is coming up here within the next 10 minutes.
Right.
We're going to send somebody to Jacksonville, Florida.
Cool.
To go see Jelly Roll.
Just before Thanksgiving, when you really want to get out of Maine.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not me. I love Maine.
I know.
Except when Mama Megan's here wearing me down.
Wow.
Are we going to Costas today?
Sure are.
Q106.5. Can't wait. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Happy Halloween. And we are joined every...
You got this.
So it's this segment.
Yes.
In the 8 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
Where we are joined by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm seeing double here. I have two Jordan Verges in the studio.
Well, no, you
Wait
have.
Wait a minute, no.
Although, yes, Jordan is not Jordan today.
I am Father Free.
Right.
I'm Italian.
So for
No. I am Father Free.
So for Halloween, everybody dressed up as Father Free here.
I can't get over this.
At the Q106.5. Hello. So everybody dressed up as Father Free for Halloween, except for me. I dressed up as... the incredible Jordan Verge!
This is unbelievable that you did this, David.
Yep. I love the fact that Jordan opened the door and immediately started laughing.
Because
knew
he
immediately.
Knew.
Yeah.
He saw how handsome I looked with my ridiculous mustache and wearing my Celtics and Patriots gear and glasses. He knew that I was the incredible Jordan Verge.
This is incredible because there's no way you owned any of this, right? You went out, you bought it?
I went to TJ Maxx last night. I bought this shirt that says Jason Tatum on it for $4.99. This Patriots hat was $12 on sale.
Wait, you know what's even better? This is awesome. This is the 2022 team, it looks like. Smart, Brown, Tatum.
I wouldn't know.
No, that's good.
But Jordan would.
But I did shave. I shaved my face.
I see that.
I'm going with the mustache version of Jordan Verge, and I want you to know that I have not seen my chin in 2 decades.
I really appreciate the dedication you put into this. This is incredible.
Well, it's not a good-looking chin, and it's a little red because it hasn't been shaved. I don't even remember how to shave a chin, and I figured it out last night. I bled. I bled. So while everybody else is dressed up as Father Free for Halloween, which I think is really funny.
This is awesome. I can't get over that. I think I'm learning things about myself.
I'm Jordan Verge.
I have to admit, I did not know at first. He was sitting down, and I was like, so what is this? Are you going as a New Englander or something? He's like, oh, no. Wait a minute. And he put the glasses on, and I just started laughing.
Immediately. Like, he knew. Okay. Well. Okay, folks.
Oh.
We have two Jordan Verges here today.
That's right.
And we have the code to go see Jelly Roll. And I can't do your accent very well.
Do I have an accent?
Kinda, yeah. Oh, a little. You have a little bit of a New England accent. So folks, the code to go to Jelly Roll, which is a great opportunity. You're gonna get two tickets to go to the show. It's a flight and a hotel and $500 spending cash.
Jordan, you don't have the code, do you?
I don't have the code.
I knew he didn't have the code. I knew it.
Jordan, the real Jordan. What's the code?
You don't have the code.
I don't have the code.
You seriously don't have the code.
I seriously don't have the code. You better have the code.
I don't know the code.
Oh.
I don't have the code, so somebody better have it.
Jordan, I think you really do have the code.
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up. What's today?
Thursday.
Okay. Is that Halloween?
Yes. It's Halloween.
Is this what it's like to work with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
155 is your code. 155 is your code. You take that to the Q106.5 app.
I really apologize, guys. I think I'm learning some things about myself.
Let's get into country music news.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. I really wish I brought a Gabby Barrett story.
No.
I really wish I brought a Gabby Barrett story.
Unfortunately, I wish you did too. I love Gabby Barrett.
Earlier this month, Jelly Roll announced he was opening a lower Broadway bar.
Oh, yeah, we remember that.
Right.
Do you guys remember this?
Yeah.
Well, a permit reveals the location and details of it.
Okay.
All right. According to a permit filed by... Is a permit really country music news today?
Yeah, well... You're the one who does it, Jordan Burge.
The Metro Planning Commission? Yeah, that's country music news today.
Well, okay. There we go.
Okay, man. According to a permit filed with the Metro Planning Commission, also known as the MPC, Jelly Roll's Good Night... Wait, why'd you guys laugh at that?
Because you're ridiculous. People can't see that you do little dances while you do country music news.
Jelly Roll's Goodnight Nashville Bar will be a 5-story building located at 209 Broadway.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, because you know it's the former home of the Trail West Boot Store.
Oh, I love that store.
Do you?
No.
I've never heard of them. Jelly Roll first shared his plan to open a bar on Lower Broadway in a recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. And this is a quote from that. He says, okay.
Well, you got to impersonate. Yeah. You know the rule of David and Cindy. When you want to quote somebody, you got to impersonate them.
That's right.
You got it.
Somebody save me.
Okay.
You got it. You got this.
I'm announcing this bar. See, no, I feel like I'm getting further and further away from it.
You got this, big boy.
I'm announcing this bar right here that I'm opening my bar in Broadway. I feel like...
It's so good. Keep going.
I love the idea of him being on Joe Rogan and he's just yelling this at him.
He does shout a lot. He has a loud, boisterous voice.
Yeah. I'm announcing this right now, right here, that I'm opening my bar on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a really big deal.
Yeah, it is.
You've been to Broadway. It's all after music stars.
Yeah.
I'm the first Nashville native to get a bar. Now, I don't know
if that's necessarily true.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. He's saying it's true, though.
Well, it might be true.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's also the first to shut down a local business to open his bar.
Yeah.
That poor boot store.
I know. Where are people going to get their boots now? That's important
in
the South.
Especially
in Nashville.
They actually have a chain on Broadway called Boot Barn.
Oh, no. Boot Barn shut down Trail West Boot Store?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Boot Barn, they have great deals.
So it's 5 stories high.
That's what I'm seeing.
So
five stories.
I wonder, when Morgan Wallen throws a chair off the top of that, if the charges will be less because it's only 5 stories.
How many stories is Chiefs?
6.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And opening date for the new bar hasn't been disclosed yet.
All right. Love that.
We know where it's going to be.
Love that.
Do we know what it's called?
Yes, it's Jelly Roll's Goodnight Nashville.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have done better.
Goodnight Nashville.
All right. Another artist opening
this bar
a bar.
Has saved me. How about that?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
You know what? Yeah, there isn't any pun. He should have done something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This bar saved me.
No joke here. Isn't he an addict or he gave up drugs or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, he smoked weed on the stage at the Main Savings Amphitheater. Do you guys remember this?
Yes.
Someone threw a joint on stage. He caught it.
Midair
and smoked it on stage.
And said, I hope somebody got that on video.
That was the coolest
I do remember that. That was pretty cool. And now he's opening a bar.
Yep. Right. So I don't know what other drugs he does, but at least marijuana.
Jordan, we will see you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's what we want.
Okay.
That's what we want, Father Frank.
And we're going to do a pumpkin carving contest in the 9 o'clock hour, too. We're going to carve pumpkins live on air.
Wow.
Guts and all. It's a big Halloween day.
I need to go down and get my...
Oh, that's right. I did promise I was going to go do that, all those stairs. All right, we're Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening. And we are joined in studio by a very special guest. In fact, somebody whose business spoiled Miss Cindy Campbell yesterday.
Oh, big time.
And did something that Cindy has never done before in her life, and they look absolutely wonderful.
Right. We have Christy. How do you say your last name?
Malik.
I don't know why I was thinking Malik. Malik.
Christy Malik from Salon Chanel.
Yes.
On River Road in Orrington, which I pass all the time. I love the exterior shop. I will tell you honestly, when we first saw the sign, because you have your dog on the sign, we were like, so this is dog grooming? What is this? And then we found out that it's actually a wonderful salon.
You're not the first to think it's a dog grooming place, and you're probably not going to be the last. But that was our baby, Chanel, so it's kind of in memory of her, and that's what the dog logo is for. And ironically enough, we've actually attracted more customers because they come in because of the dog.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
Than have come in saying, can I get my dog's hair trimmed and nails cut?
Anyone who says I named my business after my dog, in honor of my dog, they have me immediately. And then yesterday I walked in. And I thought I was just going to get my nails painted. And Christy said, we want to make your nails beautiful. So are these acrylic?
They're Gel-X extensions.
So oh, these are like the gel extensions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're much safer for your nails than acrylic. And when they come off, they don't damage your nail bed as much.
Awesome. Beautiful fingernails. First time I've ever had artificial fingernails. And I got the cat's eye polish.
Yes.
Which is a gel polish, right?
Yes.
And it has glitter in it, and they use a magnet to pull the glitter together, and I have, like, streaks of silver through my nails.
Oh, it's very pretty.
So cool.
Yeah, very pretty, and so meticulous, too. Yeah. All the detail. Very cool.
And Jen was wonderful.
Yes, she
is. Who did my nails. She was great. Everyone there is great. And it was just, can I get you something to drink? Are you comfortable? You have such a variety of services, from kids' pedicures to... Yeah. Foot treatments for men.
You stop that right now.
To hair color. I mean, tell us some of the things that you
do. We can do cat's eyes on your toes, too.
No. Oh, I am just not a foot person, and nobody has grosser feet than myself. I just can't even look at it. I'm 7 foot 3 inches tall. Of course, I have massive feet. I have 28-inch feet. I have 28 size shoe. Like, I have massive feet. I don't want anybody touching those feet.
Yeah, so we have actually what we call our gentleman's corner, which is an area just for men that's set up with a barber chair and the barber look, because a lot of men don't like to have to sit over with the ladies and stuff. So we have that for them, which has been a big hit. We do everything from, like you said, hair color, haircuts. We do hair extensions. We do brow lamination, waxing, brow smudging, nails, you name it, we do it.
So I went to your website, and you have the whole list. What is your website?
It's salonchanel.glossgenius.com.
Okay. I went to your website. You have the whole list of what you do. And I have to admit, I had to go and Google some of the terms, like lamination.
Yeah.
Yeah. For your eyebrows. I had no idea what that was, and it looks really cool. We're going to talk about my eyebrows at some point.
Yeah. It's really good if you have really light eyebrows, like for blonde people and stuff, because it will tint the hair so that instead of looking like you don't have eyebrows, you can get that nice look that, you know, is a little bit darker and gives you a little bit more. So
Megan's over there raising her hand going, that's me.
We're speaking with Christy from Salon Chanel, and in November, which begins tomorrow, believe it or not, tomorrow's November 1st, they're offering the Chanel Deep Conditioning Treatment, where you can enjoy a deep conditioning mask, and while it sinks in, you get a calming eye patches and a hot towel, only for $45, and then for free with it. Oh, you add that for free with any booked coloring service.
Yeah, book a color service, and we'll do that for free for you.
All joking aside, I did get a pedicure one time.
Yeah,
it was very relaxing.
Yeah, it is.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah,
I'll never do it again. Unless I go to Salon Chanel, then maybe.
Right. Then maybe. They would treat you very well.
I like the idea of the men's corner and being, you know, getting a little bit of privacy away from the judgmental ladies.
The fact that everything else is pink and white.
That too.
So we're gonna blindfold you and drive you over and put you in there then.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Can you put somebody down who has a fear of their own feet being touched by anybody? Can you do any kind of anesthesia? Can you put them to sleep?
We can give you wine.
That might. How many bottles? I love it. All right. So, Salon Chanel, make sure you check them out. They got that great deal going on November 1st.
We have a gift card to give away.
Oh.
Because I had such a great time. I want to see somebody else have a great time. So we have a $25 gift card. Let's give it to caller number 5.
Yeah, sure.
991-9500 right now.
Love it. 207-991-9500. You get a $25 gift card to Salon Chanel. Christy, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to come in today.
Thank you for having me.
Salon Chanel, River Road in Orrington. Want to make sure we say that.
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and we are, no more sleeps away from Halloween.
That's right, in fact. Halloween. I thought she would have lost her voice by now.
Well, it's her last day of work.
Halloween, so darling.
She's going all out. She got the steroid shot in her vocal cords to keep them going. It's the last day.
Wow.
And then she's off for another year. Thank goodness. That poor thing has been screaming her head off for 30 days just so we can do some silly little jokes that aren't really that funny.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, that was a trick question, a trick statement. They are hilarious.
Yes.
How can you say they're not funny?
Okay, what is it?
With all that being said, Miss Cindy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What did the jalapeno dress as on Halloween? What did the jalapeno dress as on Halloween?
The jalapeno on a steak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know Jeff Dunham, do you?
No.
Okay, that's one of his puppets. Yeah.
Okay.
On a steak.
Kind of funny, but not very Halloweenish. What did the jalapeno dress up for Halloween? What did the jalapeno dress up as for Halloween?
A sweet chili pepper.
A ghost pepper. a ghost pepper.
Wow. You better stay away from Todd Simcox. Todd will put him in his salsa.
Oh, he has the best salsa. We are David and Cindy. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing a pumpkin carving contest in studio, live on the air, digging out all the guts and all, even with Miss Cindy's brand new nails from Salon Chanel.
I have gloves.
Okay. As far as tonight goes, and last night, the World Series is done. Vinny, if you weren't watching, I understand the thing went till midnight. I am dead tired right now. Dead tired. Thank God I'm not a kid because I would not make it to trick or treat.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that's finally over, so I have to stay awake every night watching them. Dodgers did win, came back from a 5-run deficit, largest in World Series history, unless that's not true, but I just said it, so we're going to pretend it is.
Okay.
They did end up winning. Dodgers are going to be celebrating all weekend long, I'm sure, with parades and all that fun in L.A.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then tonight we have Thursday Night Football. It's the Jets and the Houston Texans. Aaron Rodgers, they're 2-5. I predicted them to go to the Super Bowl. How foolish, what a foolish immortal I am. So wrong, but we'll find out if they can actually beat the Houston Texans tonight.
Okay. Are you really going to make it through the game? Do you really think so? Do you really think you're going to be awake through that game?
I don't know. I'm supposed to go hang out with one of our colleagues tonight, too. Two of our colleagues, that's right. I don't know how I'm going to make it, Miss Cindy. I got to be honest. I need a lot of candy, a lot of sugar to keep me going.
Some of Ann Sweeney's candy out there. She brought us a whole bucket full. I actually still have some.
Yeah, but they already took all the chocolate. All that's left is all the
chocolate in there.
There's like Twizzlers. And
No. Look in the bucket.
In the bucket?
In the bucket.
Okay, I'm going to go do that.
There's still chocolate.
The talented Jordan Verge joins us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we start carving these pumpkins.
Yeah.
On Q106.5. David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge. And this 9 o'clock hour, special guest, our afternoon
guy.
I want to add sexy in it somehow. Sexy. Our afternoon sexy. That would work. I guess the kids are in school, so it's okay. Our afternoon sex god, sex machine.
There is nothing we can say in here that kids have not said worse on the bus this morning.
That's true, but we don't want to give them even more further ammo for their potty mouths.
Where did you hear that? On Q106.5.
The sex machine, Jason Stewart, doing afternoons. But he's here in the studio this morning because we are having live on air a pumpkin carving competition.
And he's done. He beat all of us. He's done.
So, Jason, explain your artwork.
Have you guys seen that art where the guy, somebody took a banana and duct tape it to a wall?
Right.
That sold for like $1 million.
You're exactly.
That's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Jason Sewer has done something very similar with his pumpkin carving.
At Massachusetts College of Art, there is a degree called SIM.
Uh-huh.
And it is wonderful things like this. Not that I ever went to college.
Right.
Because college is for smart people.
Right, right. Well,
you know?
Not sex machines.
Right, that's right. Right. When's the last time you ever heard of a sex machine with a degree other than being a sex machine? Sweet Lord, Jordan, take care of your headphones. We're
just... So explain your pumpkin carving process.
Well, I was inspired by the season, of right. course, being Halloween.
Sure.
And as I gazed upon the lovely orange orb I was given yesterday...
I'm taking photos of you, by the way, because you are. This is the finished product.
It's ready to go.
Okay.
This is right up there with my Pine Tree Rex, you know, as far as
yes,
level of artistic
the,
ability.
The flag, yes.
Right. Back when they had the state flag of Maine, when they had that competition, right, they wanted people to recreate it. And Jason Sewer, again, very, very sim when it came to your design.
That's right. So what we have here is a... lovely pumpkin with a butcher knife through it.
Right.
With a simple sign that says, you.
Now, who is that you directed to? Because you made direct eye contact with me while you were saying that you...
Well, I allow me to put it just... Oh,
so now it's facing me.
A little more, yeah.
So you're saying that the sign that says you with a big butcher knife piercing through that sign that says you through the pumpkin, it's directed at my... It's directed towards me, and you are again making eye contact with me.
To be clear, I'm threatening you in the workplace.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But the question is,
thank you for your candor.
The question is he threatening you, or is he threatening Jordan Verge? Because you are dressed as Jordan Verge today.
Either way, I'm going to run, and I'm going to leave now. Actually,
Jordan can run faster than David, I bet. So you might want to keep the Jordan tag on.
So,
wow.
So that's a topic for.
I think that's probably incorrect. I've got Filipino legs. My legs are so short, and his legs are so long.
Now we're gonna have to race.
No, we don't need to race. It's okay.
I also used to be a smoker, so I mean it's been 2 years,
sure.
But that might have some kind of impact on my speed.
Well, what do we do? What kind of race? Like for like a 100 or like. Are we going for distance?
Marathon. We'll do the whole 26.2 miles.
The Big Apple to the ice arena.
Yeah, that would work.
The whole length of Acme Road.
Not that long.
I just did leg day yesterday.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
And it's excuse day.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
There's no excuses.
See, I made no excuses. I couldn't do it, period. There's no excuses.
I didn't pack my running shoes. I didn't stretch. I ate poorly yesterday.
Plus, we need to carve our pumpkins.
We need to carve our pumpkins. Yes, exactly.
How did you cut into the top of yours? Because this little saw thing that they gave us.
Oh, it's called a knife.
You have a knife?
Well, it's one of those little, like, the pumpkin carving kits, let's be honest. Can we just say they're a waste of money?
They really are.
Yeah, why would anybody spend $4.99 on this?
And yet I bought two of them.
Yeah, I bought one too.
Three of them.
And they're really silly. The knives just bend. The spoons are worthless.
Yeah.
We can unknife.
I don't want you anywhere near that knife. And stop looking at me with those crazed eyes. My goodness. All right, we're going to do our pumpkin carving competition while in studio. We'll give an update here coming up in about 10 minutes. And some fun facts about how much was spent on Halloween this year, including pumpkins. You won't believe how much Americans have spent on pumpkins. It's insane.
Yeah.
Those details. By the way, Q106.5, thank you so much for listening. Joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Thank you. Yeah, your hands covered in pumpkin.
And this 9 o'clock hour,
headphones.
The sex machine, Jason Stewart, our afternoon guy. We're all in here pumpkin carving.
That's
and
right.
It's logistically, we did not plan this out very well.
Not at all.
No.
Nope. We got some of the supplies that we need.
Jason did. He's already done with his pumpkin. And now he did no carving whatsoever.
Right.
He's
very smart.
A large knife hole inside of my pumpkin.
Why is that? Yes.
We don't spend a lot of time with Jason. He is very intimidating.
He is fairly dark. Yes.
And he's got a big
The black clothes he wears are not, you know.
Like you listen to him on the air, and he's very friendly.
A small knife compared to some of the ones I have at home.
Oh my gosh!
I've said before I don't want to touch Jason's knives because he is actually a chef, And I know chef's knives are so sharp.
I've shown up with a toolbox.
I don't want his knives to
so
touch
sharp
me.
That you don't know you've been cut until you're bleeding.
To make you a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure.
I'm joking when I say this.
Okay.
This is the honest to God's truth.
Okay. Maybe lie to me then.
I know enough to turn you into steaks.
Oh!
Again, you're dressed as Jordan Verge. I don't really love that you're saying that.
Jordan Verge,
David is meatier than Jordan Verge. So given the choice, you're going to go where the money is.
Shoot.
I'm glad you'd rather eat David.
I don't want to eat him.
I would be delicious, by the way. You've had deer meat. You've had moose meat. Have you had David meat? Okay, let's go to a joke. Happy Halloween!
This is like the last time you can do that, right?
Yeah, I'll probably do it. I mean, we still got about a half hour left in the show. We might do it one more time, but I do have a question for all three of you, actually.
Okay.
You know, now that we've shared that today is, in fact, Halloween.
Right.
Wow, and tomorrow is the day we all put up our Christmas trees. The question is, what does a skeleton order at a bar? We're all going to Costa's after the show today to celebrate Halloween.
Two fingers.
That's good. Three fingers, though.
Three fingers.
Come on, what are we?
Oh, all right.
What are we, children?
All right.
What does a skeleton order at a bar? Any guesses? A beer and a mop. Jason's grabbing his knife right now. He hated that joke so much.
I like three fingers better, but I'm sorry.
All right, we're carving our pumpkins. We're going to get these posted here by the end of the show, and we're going to need your votes.
We're going to get them posted by the end of the show. You better hurry up.
We have 32 minutes left.
It took me that entire segment to get the top off this stupid thing.
I mean, I have so many guts in mine. I'm just going to clear out as much as I can, but we're going to get these posted, and then we need your votes to see who wins the pumpkin carving contest of 2024.
By the way, thank you to Kings Mountain. They in the wintertime, they sell Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And this time of year, they sell pumpkins, and they have whoopie pies, and they have a great gift shop about halfway up Kings Mountain Center Drive in Orrington.
Yeah, beautiful venue in Orrington. Yeah. We love that we got to check them out yesterday, even though it was a little chilly.
Do you think we're insured for something as aggressive, maybe, as filling the pumpkins with gasoline and setting them on fire?
Wait. We passed the explosion fear when David got a package today that had no name on it and no handwriting.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
We spent the first hour wondering what was in the package and whether it would explode.
It ended up not exploding, right. And we're still alive.
We can burn out the guts and roast the seeds at the same time.
Okay, we're going to go try that now, and if we're not back on air.
That's not a bad idea. He's on to something there. I love pumpkin seeds.
Anybody got a lighter and fuel?
Always. I mean, I got knives. You think I don't have the other stuff?
You are so terrifying. How much did Americans spend on pumpkins and other Halloween items this year? We got those details coming up on Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, and we are joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this 9 o'clock hour, joined by a sex machine afternoon guy, Jason Stewart.
That's right.
Hi.
There we go. We are currently doing it. We are deep into a pumpkin carving competition. I don't know. I just happened to pick the pumpkin with the most guts, like the most pumpkin seeds.
You're just slow about doing it. Mine is gutted. I have a big pumpkin and mine's gutted. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't think it's the size that matters, right? It's just what we do with it eventually.
I'm going to move forward from that comment.
I think you
should. What are you talking about?
No.
Your pumpkin is. It's how much guts you can take out of it.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So I'm halfway to gut. I don't think I'm going to be carved up by the time the show ends.
I'm going to be carved up either.
I haven't even picked out a design yet. Have you?
Mine. Oh, yeah.
What's yours going to be? Oh, very nice. You're going to go with the skeleton.
I'm going to go with the skeleton.
I love that. Jordan, what are you doing?
I'm going to go with a man with a receding hairline.
Oh, that's a...
I don't know where it came from. You say appropriate?
Oh.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, man. Oh, that hurts.
Okay.
That's what supposed to mean.
So Jordan can joke about it himself, but I can't... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Jordan. Forgive me. I will never do it again.
I'm
presence.
I'm only forgiving you because you're dressed up as Father Free.
How do you do that on a pumpkin though? Do you take off like half the stem?
So when I pulled up the stem, you were like, "Oh, you butchered that so bad." No, I was going for a widow's peak.
I got it.
You'll see, maybe, or it'll look really bad.
Listen, you're a young man. Your hair will grow back.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're only 27.
Yeah, no, it's not going to come back. I was a Rogaine user for many, many years.
Sure, yeah.
And then I gave up the fight.
Listen, I got a number for you. Okay. We're going to get that back.
The hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give up.
For cheap?
No.
Oh, it's going to cost a lot of money.
A little bit, but it'll be worth it. You're still a very handsome young man.
What if I get a hair transplant and I don't like that hairstyle, like 5 years later?
What if you get hair from a serial killer?
That's a very Halloween question to ask. Jason Stewart has
Ted
been
Bundy
into...
Ted Bundy had a very nice head of hair.
Sure.
Like, would it turn you into one?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if that's how it works.
They don't harvest it from other people.
How much will Americans spend on jack-o'-lanterns while we are creating ours in studio in 2024? It is projected. Now, they don't have the final numbers. Yeah. That 145 million people will cut up a pumpkin this year.
Okay.
And spend around $763 million on pumpkins. Now that's down from last year. Last year, $808 million was spent on pumpkins during the 2023 Halloween season.
Wow.
That is insane. That is an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree that as we progress, for whatever reason, Halloween is becoming a more popular holiday as far as decor goes.
Yeah. The lawn decorations and everything.
Those oversized skeletons and whatnot. 31% of Americans spend as much or more on Halloween decorations now than they do on Christmas decor.
Wow.
So, that's pumpkin sanity.
We're going to get back to carving our pumpkins. We are going to need your votes when we finally get these bad boys done and gutted, looking at mine, it's going to take me until tomorrow. So I'll be putting up my Christmas tree and still finishing my jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Oh. We're going to need your votes to see who carved the best pumpkin. Is it Jason Stewart, the incredible Jordan Verge, Cindy Campbell, or me? We'll get those posted shortly and we'll need your votes.
Okay.
We are Q106.5. Thank you so much for listening.
David, actually, could I talk about my friends over at Coldbrook Trailers and Equipment real quick?
I would love nothing more than that.
Yeah, let me talk to you about my friends
over at Coldbrook. By the way, while he's doing that, let's all stare at him awkwardly.
Oh, there's so many people in here all looking at me.
Jason, grab your knife.
No, put the knife away, Jason. Unless you're carving into your pumpkin a brand new trailer that you got at Coldbrook Trailers and Equipment. They're over on Outer Hammond Street in Bangor. Coldbrook Trailers and Equipment has fantastic deals on Big Tex and Nitro trailers, and this year's models really, really need to go. Now is the perfect time to get yourself a deal. These trailers are built to last and are perfect for any hauling needs. With a variety on Coldbrook's lot, you're sure to find the perfect fit for your adventures. So again, you got to check out Coldbrook Trailers lot and take advantage of their amazing offers. Plus, snowmobile trailers just arrived. Why not stop in and grab one before the snow starts falling? We talked about it a lot recently. I know it's like 77 degrees today. It's going to get really warm. We're not really thinking about snow, but Maine's weather is pretty weird. It's probably going to start snowing tomorrow. So you want to get it while you can. We do know winter's right around the corner. Having a reliable trailer will ensure you can hit the trails with ease. Don't miss out. Stop by Coldbrook Trailers and Equipment, 1281 Hammond Street in Bangor. Find the perfect trailer for your needs, whatever those needs are. You can also give them a call and ask for exactly what you're looking for, 207-605-0108. That's 207-605-0108, Coldbrook Trailers and Equipment, Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, Q106.5.
David and Cindy joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we are just covered in pumpkin goop. Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside guts?
Yeah, I'm disgusting right now.
Like you call the pumpkin seed, like there's pumpkin seeds, but what do you call the stringy, nasty stuff that's sticking to all our fingers right now? And we're getting it all over the studio.
I don't know.
Pumpkin sketty?
Wet and sticky is very icky. Icky and wet makes Jordan upset, so I'm not really feeling that great this morning.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I've started carving mine, and I'm really wishing I had just bought those stickers. I said I was going to just put stickers on it.
Well, it's too late now.
I'm really bad at this.
You have already dove in, and we'll get our pictures of our jack-o'-lanterns up very soon so they can be voted on, and we'll have a winner. And the winner of our pumpkin competition actually gets $1 million.
God, really?
From Town Square Media.
Okay. Yeah.
Back to working on this thing then.
By the way, I don't know if you are aware of this, but today is Halloween.
Hey, Frank, get over here and help me with this.
Yeah. I really like that.
It is kind of depressing that this is the last one.
Last time we're going to hear that.
The last,
I'm so heartbroken.
Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? That's the question I have for you now that we know that it's Halloween. Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? Think about it. You got a zombie. He's watching a movie, probably, or a TV show, Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And he loves it. And he's eating popcorn. Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers is the question.
No, because the salt burns the open flesh.
You're thinking you're thinking too intent or too much on this.
So what is it? Do
zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? Right,
we got this, Cindy. So what do?
No, we don't.
No.
What does zombies?
We're also
say?
Running out of time.
What do zombies say?
You got 5 seconds.
I don't know.
What do zombies eat? Brains.
Brains. Yes, brains. Brains.
Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers? Brains. The answer is no. They eat their fingers separately.
Oh.
We ended on that one.
Yeah.
Something
better than that.
For Thanksgiving jokes.
Yeah, thank goodness we won't have Thanksgiving jokes, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness we won't have.
We have confidence in you, David.
We wrap up every show with words of wisdom. Who's got it?
Next time someone challenges you to a pumpkin carving contest, run.
I don't know. I feel like I should have some words of wisdom.
Something good.
As free. But yeah. No, I don't think I will. I'll just say, enjoy your Halloween. Be safe out there.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback that. Remember, you only get so many Halloweens in a lifetime. I mean, think about it. So definitely go all out. Enjoy tonight and eat as much candy as you can. Because one day a year, baby, we can do it.
Let's go.
Have a great time. Be safe. Happy Halloween. Thank you so much for listening to Q106.5. The Jordan Burge is up next.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, you got a code.
Oh, I do.
1020.
Yes.
Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Florida.
Yeah. Georgia.
On the way, Q106.5.